Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting into details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
I gotta do put a little oil in it.
Go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. See, I'm not gonna be all loud this morning because it's I know a lot of us are like, why? Why? Good morning, Telly. I'm just going to keep it chill right now.
Yeah,
it's Monday.
It was, boy, yeah, this weekend was way too short.
It was indeed. Good morning, DJ Ricky on the ones and twos.
Good morning. I'm sorry I'm losing my voice, but good morning, crew.
That's all. It's all good. We hope you get your voice back. I'm just glad Telly's voice is working. Telly, have you ever in life lost your voice? Because I feel like because your voice is so dope that people like you don't like. Have you had that before? Have you lost your voice?
It does happen when I get tired or when I would go out. That was one of the reasons why that I really didn't like going out because, okay, I'm going out. And I'm just going to have a conversation over really loud music. So you're just yelling. And so the combination of yelling and drinking usually will tire my voice out. Or if not, you know, it'll go out completely. But it's rare, though, to answer your question. It's rare. But it has happened.
Well, we're glad that it's in full effect. All right, so let's get right into this. Telly, Ricky, did you watch any Sunday football yesterday?
Did I?
Yeah.
Y'all be beloved Jordan Love. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, we're gonna save him for the end. He's gonna be my dessert of this morning banter. So first, let's start with the NCAA football. And even if you are not a football fan, whether it's collegiate or professional, let me tell you. Yesterday's game, which was one of the biggest rivalries in the NCAA SEC, yesterday's game, Alabama versus the Georgia Bulldogs, or as I should say, the Alabama Crimson Tide and the Georgia Bulldogs. Now, Alabama is ranked number one, shocker, and the Georgia Bulldogs are ranked number five. Alabama had a victory over Georgia, and the final score was 41-34. However, when I first turned on this game, which is obviously late, the score was 28-0 with Alabama in the lead. I was like, oh, man, this is night-night. It's over.
You weren't late. That was early. It seemed like it was 28-0 as soon as the game started.
And so I was just like, okay, well, let me come back. Because I'm not an NCAA football fan. Not that I don't think it's great. I remember, y'all, I'm a Bears fan. It's exhausting being a Bears fan because we're terrible. So I can only take certain doses outside of the Bears, especially when it comes to collegiate football. However, Georgia came back.
Yeah.
And then it was like almost tied. So I turned the channel and then I came back again. And now it's a nail biter.
Mm-hmm.
So what did y'all think about the game in terms of?
Oh, gosh. I
the intensity.
I was kind of double dipping because I was in State College, Pennsylvania at the Illinois Penn State game. And I had it on my computer. I was in the press box. So I was kind of watching, you know, my game and watching the Georgia Alabama game. And same thing. They got off to a 28-0 lead. I was like, oh, man, I can really focus on this game I'm at. And then second half, you know, I turned it back on and I was just like, oh my God, this is crazy. But that was nuts. But DT, this was my first time ever going to a Penn State game. And let me tell you, if you like college football, oh my gosh, there's no place like Happy Valley. That place, it was 109,000 people, 911. That was in attendance for this game.
Super Bowl.
And so, oh God, you talking about hype. And they all there to cheer on Penn State. So it was like maybe 12 Illinois fans in the stands. It was crazy. But yeah,
not 12. Football, I'm weak.
college football, DT, it's some exciting stuff. Because at least one time a week. See, that's the thing with the NFL. You're going to have your matchups and stuff, but once a week you're going to have like a top five matchup or a top 10 matchup or a huge rivalry that everyone is going to be watching. And that Georgia-Alabama game was definitely that game.
Now speaking of that being the game – there was in attendance, I'll say the word, special guest. Now, it wasn't so much that he was at the game. It was when I saw the crowd's reaction. So, Truth Nation, if you did not watch the Alabama versus Georgia game yesterday, former President Donald Trump was in attendance. And, of course, and I don't know at what point of the game this took place, but they put the camera on former President Donald Trump. He stands up. Now, Telly, again, how many people were at this game physically in the stands during the Georgia-Alabama game, approximately?
Approximately like 85,000, I think that's okay. That stadium sits.
There were 84,990 people that stood up and gave that man a standing ovation. If 85,000
players and coaches, huh?
Look, Truth Nation, you could Google this, you could YouTube it, and if you YouTube, make sure you go to our channel first. And Ricky, I don't know if we could get the footage, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, brother, to put this in our YouTube message board. Excuse me, our YouTube screen. When former President Donald Trump stood up and they put the camera on him, and I'm not exaggerating, it literally looked as though everyone in that arena stood up and cheered for him. They even had some family, because you know it's Alabama, it's Georgia. They, if you are born in Alabama, you don't have a choice but to be an Alabama Crimson Tide fan. That's like not even an option. So whether you're a dog, cat, parrot, baby, oh, you wearing your Roll Tide, okay? Some of these families had their kids standing up, cheering for former President Donald Trump. He didn't say one word. All he did was stand up. And, of course, you know, he gave his standard thumbs up, waves. But Truth Nation, because this is Milwaukee Black Talk Radio, it was as if Michael Jackson had been resurrected. It was like as if Frankie Beverly, Michael Jackson, Tupac, and Biggie had all resurrected. That's the best way I could describe in terms of the reaction.
Wow. Yeah. And I slighted them, DT. I slighted them about 15,000. So Bryant-Denny Stadium, which is where Alabama plays their home games. Seating capacity is 100,077. So there were 100,076 people who stood up.
Because, you know, when you think about it, there's no other – I mean, they have like a minor league baseball team in Birmingham. There's no professional sports in the state of Alabama. So college football
– and that's it.
Yeah. It is everything.
Yeah.
Now, again, so you said how many – people were there?
100,077.
Okay. So if I were Trump, I'd be like, well, those were some easy 170,000, or excuse me, 107,000 votes, because not one person. I mean, seriously, it was very interesting, Truth Nation, to see. And correct me if I'm wrong, Telly, the majority of the players on Alabama's football team, as well as Georgia Bulldogs team, are black. That's what I saw.
Yes.
I saw a lot of brown and dark arms with tattoos, and I'm thinking, huh.
Yeah.
This is the truth. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
They playing in a red state. It's even red.
I'm going to go ahead and say it. This is the truth, right? So let me go ahead and speak my truth. We as black people, we are so forgiving. It's beyond the level of forgiveness, because I'm like, as long as we are playing a sport on the field, making money for institutions, including of higher learning, as long as we are throwing that ball, we're okay. Because if I were a black player on either one of those teams, and I would have witnessed as an athlete what I witnessed just as a spectator, I would have been like, huh, wow, okay, this is how we feel. Because I don't care what you say. The general perception amongst black people in this country, the majority of black Americans, do not view President Trump, as of today, as someone who is going to be the president for all people. That's not a feeling. That's a fact. Yes, we have Trump supporters on this show. We love all of our listeners. But I'm just curious, Truth Nation, as a black player for either one of those teams, and then I would have seen this sea of white people. Like, it literally looked like Super Bowl. Like, this sea, all you saw was crimson and cream, and Georgia's colors are black, red, and white. And I was just like, I wonder if any of the black people that play for the Alabama or Georgia thought, huh, this is how you feel. So it's okay for me to throw this football and make y'all money. But when it comes to leadership, that's who you stand up for? Like, in front of my face? That's what we doing?
And we always say you're free to support and vote for whoever you want to, regardless of what affiliation you may have. But here's the funny thing to me, that when you said that black people are so forgiving, and a lot of times we're not paying attention to what's not going on. So wasn't it about, I don't know, maybe a couple of months ago that the black vote was so important to Donald Trump, and you know, hey, you know, I got the support of blacks and you know, this, that, and the other. But if you go back and check, you know, his history of sporting events that he goes to, and now you talk about, you know, I support HBCUs and you know, the black vote is important to me. Not one time have you showed up to a sporting event that included, you know, an HBCU or something that isn't involved in terms of being in a red state. Because the last game he went to was Alabama, Georgia. Like, that ain't the first time he's been to an Alabama game.
And obviously
what Alabama football means to that state. So if you are able to go there and do that, like, yeah. So, I mean, let's remember. So, like, I mean, like, if you're black and you're, you know, you thinking about voting for Trump or whatever, ask him how important is the black vote now? Or how is he showing that your vote is important to him?
We're gonna get to that more, because seriously, like yesterday, because here's the thing that we have to understand as black people, the history of that state. And quite frankly, when we come back, last time I checked, Alabama, when it comes to those up north, i.e. those Yankees. Yeah, how much time has Donald Trump spent in the South? Being a New York native. Florida, I get it, but he's a New York person. Now all of a sudden we've got right. This immediate, again, I'm just trying to make it make sense. So dear Trump supporters, dear Harris supporters, dear independents, please help me understand what I just witnessed yesterday. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. And oh yes, brother Jordan Love, you next as well. You next as well. Because again, black people, we are so, 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 so forgiving. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Good morning. Good morning, Truth Nation. Happy, happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend and your week is going off or getting off to a great start. Just really quick, I know a number of you may be trying to watch us live on YouTube. We are aware and we're working on it now. Like I said last Friday, Telly and I, we just the talent. We are not technical. But for those who are tuning in or trying to watch us on YouTube, we are on it. And thank you for your patience. Now, before break, we were dissecting football over the weekend. And first, we talked about Telly and I. We were discussing the Georgia Bulldogs versus the Alabama Crimson Tide football game that aired yesterday. And it was quite the game. It was quite the game from a variety of reasons. One in particular, former President Donald Trump was in attendance at this game yesterday. And the camera was placed on him. He stood up. And as Telly had shared, the venue where the Alabama Crimson Tide games are played can accommodate over 100,000 people. Now, we all know Alabama has no professional sports teams whatsoever. There's some minor league baseball teams, or semi-professional, I should say. But in terms of NBA, NFL, NHL, the list goes on. That does not exist in Alabama. I say that because there is a huge, huge fan base for their football team. Former President Donald Trump was in attendance. When he stood up, Truth Nation, when I tell you 99.99% of the people in that arena stood up, gave this man a good 15, 20 second standing ovation. Parents had the baby standing up. And I thought to myself immediately, this is the truth. My truth was this. Because I'm doing a quick inventory of who's on the field playing for Alabama. And it was a lot of black folks, a lot of young black men playing for Alabama. And I thought to myself, we are so forgiving. Because I honestly, Telly, it looked like to me, and you can say I'm being dramatic, but I thought, wow, you talk about smack in the face. I'm out here on this field playing to make sure that we get all this money from the NCAA and all these other establishments and organizations, and former President Donald Trump, who has yet to visit an HBCU, and Alabama has a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Pat. Thank you for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning. We are family. Y'all was talking so good last week. I was so happy to hear everything y'all said. But today's a new day. Now, Donald Trump not going to a HBCU is not concerning to me, because I believe that Kamala just went to the border for the first time in the last 3 years a couple weeks ago. That's more concerning to me than him attending the HBCU game. That's all I'm saying. Thanks, family.
Thank you for calling and sharing your thoughts.
Right. Hey, Pat, there's nothing wrong with feeling that way. And because we all have different concerns, and just like it may not be a concern that, you know, he was at the Alabama at Georgia game. I mean, you're right. I mean, some people may look at that and say that is a bigger deal, because, I mean, you know, people understand that how big college football is in the state of Alabama, and it's more of a political way of getting more votes than to just go there and say, okay, I'm supporting this person or I'm supporting that person. I mean, you're basically knocking out two states, Georgia and Alabama, which are pretty big states for Donald Trump to maintain it to be red. So but I get where you're coming from, Pat, and I understand that, hey, we all have different concerns, because, DT, that is every week to me, where you have these stadiums that seat 100,000 people, and I'm in these stadiums every weekend, and rarely do you see black students that are attending these games. I mean, let's just be real. You got a lot of black athletes that are on the field or on the basketball court, but then when you look up in the stands, you have all of these corporate sponsors and all these white students, and so it's no different than any other Saturday when it comes to, you know, the racial components of college football.
Let me just say this really quick, and I find it interesting. Pat was like, y'all was speaking my truth last week. But as soon as you start saying something I didn't agree with, I had to call in. Okay, Pat. That's what we're going to do this morning? That's cool. Because trust me, in this thing called talk radio, you're going to say things, or you're going to hear things that you don't agree with. But I hope that you understand that's the whole greatness about this station, is that we have a platform as black people that we can. So when you said y'all was saying the right things last week and this week, I had to call because you disagreed. And then secondly, I did not want to say anything about President Trump as a president. You did. I didn't. I talked about the fact that you had over 100,000 people in the state of Alabama standing, giving this man an ovation, knowing the history of that state, knowing the general perception of former President Donald Trump's engagement in the black community with a majority of black athletes on both teams. I never said anything about President Trump's leadership, his presidency, what he did or didn't do, or what Madam Vice President did or didn't do. I literally was talking about we as a people being so forgiving. See, that's the thing. We hear what we want to hear. We literally hear what we want to hear. And I'm all for a healthy debate, whether it's affirmative or in the negative. But again, Pat, I love you. I appreciate your listenership. But I said nothing about Trump's presidency. I literally was talking about you got all these black players in a state that recently, Pat, the legislation has removed all, and I mean underscore ALL, all DEI, anything to do with racial sensitivity, inclusion, equity, that has been legally removed. Then you have a former president come to the game in a state that has a deep-rooted history of discrimination and inequality towards people that look like you and me. And I was trying to understand, how does a black player feel when they see that type of response to former President Trump? Not what Kamala's doing with the border, not what President Trump is doing for HBCUs, but I was focusing on the reaction. 833-212-1017. Feel free to call back in, Pat, because again, if we're gonna have these dialogues about what we hear and what we see, your opinion is your opinion, your facts are your facts. But it was just like, now y'all was saying everything that I agreed with last week, but this week we gotta do better, y'all. We got to. Al, we'll take you. We come back for break. We're gonna also go into Jordan Love. And he got one coming, too. So Green Bay, Packers fans, let's get into it. Because I also want to understand how we are so forgiving when it comes to Brett Favre. And don't take my word for it, because I have plenty of video and commentators, including black men, who also said the same thing. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good morning, Truth Nation. The 2024 presidential election is less than 2 months away, and to help you make an informed decision on our country's next leader, we will be broadcasting the vice presidential debate live tomorrow night starting at 8 p.m. Again, that is the U.S. vice presidential debate between VP candidates Tim Walz and J.D. Vance tomorrow night at 8 p.m. right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk.
Now, are you ready to dive into those issues that matter the most? Join us live for our first ever Truth Summit on Saturday, October 26th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the 3rd Street Market Hall. This exclusive in-person roundtable event will discuss the pulse of Black Milwaukee, from managing your money in tough times to navigating the education system and understanding the political decisions that impact us all. We've got it covered for you, Truth Nation. Dr. Ken Harris will be joined by expert guests in the finance, education, and political field, and they will have a lively debate and share insights that you can't afford to miss. So reserve your spot for the Truth Summit by visiting 1017thetruth.com. And that is 1017thetruth.com. Good morning, Al. Thank you for your patience as we've been discussing the forgiveness from black folks. Are you still there, Al? Well, you're live.
Yes, Kate. Yes. The reason why black people forgive is because those people are white. Because that forgiveness is totally different when it comes to their own. I think somebody put too much vinegar in the coleslaw this morning and not enough meat in the pinto beans. Because what I want to share with you, DT and Telly, if Donald Trump was a blue-nosed charlatan, no good heifer, and he was black, when no black people will be standing behind him. They will talk about him as if he was black before they drank the Parmesan and black velvet. So the reason why these so-called people are like trying to pull the cloth over everybody's eyes is because he is white. And you know how some of our people is when it comes to whiteness. And I think some people have our open fetish for race play. Have a great day and enjoy that whip when that slavery come to your door. Because it ain't going to come to mine because I got some for them, baby. And I hope the rest of y'all do, too. But beware the eyes of March, because they're trying to give you spoiled cabbage and tell you it was just made this morning. Pay attention to how some of our people talk. Happy Monday.
Thank you, Al. Happy Monday to you. Telly, on our Truth Talk and text line, which is 833-212-1017. Akpon says, white people don't care if you know how they feel or what they stand for. That's why they do us like they do. Stacy shares, morning, y'all. If them blacks on the team, speaking of the Alabama Crimson Tide college football team, would have sat down or took a knee, it probably would have gotten them into trouble or reprimanded. Completely agree. I wasn't even expecting that. Me personally, I would not expect that, and I completely agree with you, Stacey. Mm-hmm. Now, Telly, here's the question. This is what I love, because the question that came in from D'Angelo's advocate, it says, Madam DT, that was nice of you, I guess. Am I a madam? I don't think so, but thank you for that. I know your purpose was to be respectful. Thank you for that. You say, the quote, the blacks are so forgiving. What exactly are they forgiving Trump for? Once again, I'm not talking about Trump. I'm not fixated on him. I am saying that from the lens of a black person, to see in the state of Alabama, which has been a traditionally very conservative state, and the history of black Americans in that state, and we could say things have become better, which is also part of our forgiving nature. Oh, things ain't like they used to be. Hey, at least we're not slaves anymore. They good to us. Look, I'm out here playing football on a collegiate scholarship. I'm making all kind of money for this school. I'm important. Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th president of the United States, President Donald J. Trump. I mean, you literally thought Michael Jackson was resurrected. Shadio says, Telly and DT, do you remember that saying that our parents always tells us before we go out the house? Remember the sons of whom you are. That saying is so powerful, and it's meant to serve as a constant reminder of where you're coming from. It's our responsibility as a black community to properly teach these kids about where we're coming from. It seems that we certainly forgot everything.
Yeah. I can honestly say I don't think I have ever heard that specific quote, remember the sons of whom you are. But I understand where you're coming from with that saying. But yeah, that I think that goes down a whole nother road when you start talking about, teaching the next, generation and this, that, the other, because sometimes you got to have people that want to get taught. And if you're trying to teach something that someone doesn't want to get taught, then, I mean, where are you going to go? Where are you going to get?
Well, maybe we can hear some perspective on that from Black Conscious. Blake, we also see you're going to take you immediately from hearing from Black Conscious. Good morning. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Knowledge yourself and good health to you. Welcome back. Glad you made it back safely from your extended assignment. What's up, DT?
Thank you.
What's up, Kelly? But we shouldn't be surprised. After all, it was in Alabama, right?
Yes, it was in Alabama. Yes. Yes.
Then we should not be surprised of how they feel when this man shows. They great leader. I mean, and I'm surprised Al, when he spoke, he didn't cast it all on Christianity, because that's another thing that got us so forgiving, in a manner of speaking. Not true for all, but maybe for some. So, also, to that quote you were saying, I'm going to give you one more. Dr. Maya Angelou said, and I'm going to add something else to it. Believe them when they show you who they are. She said, tells you who they are. Yes. And I'm going to say, and show you who they are. Please believe it. So that's what we're dealing with. And they're proud as all get out to share that proudness of him and all things he do. One last thing, and I'm going to let you go to get to the other caller. I really get a little twisted when people say they don't know much about Vice President Harris. But you know everything about Trump, and yet still you on the fence? Stop it. Live righteous, Milwaukee.
Thank you, Black Conscious. Appreciate your perspective as always. Good morning, Blake. You are live with DT Atelli. Thank you for your patience. What is your question or comment?
Once again, good morning, DT. I love your attitude. Now I understand why can't anybody make you be quiet, because you're a beast. But my man, Telly, I love you, dude. I ain't know that was you. when I used to work for the Bucks, and that was your voice. But now I know who you are. But y'all got to remember, they see us as property. I went down to Georgia, and they had houses in the backyard off the train tracks that looked like Dow houses. They were houses for slaves. Y'all have to remember, January 6th, I thought it was drunk college kids climbing Madison. It was not. It was Donald Trump acting a fool, having them people climb that wall. Y'all have to remember that they don't care that they think this world belongs to us. It belongs to them. Money does not make the world go round. Gravity does. We can all just drop dead and die, and we still have people to come recycle behind us. If the cycle doesn't change and the people that we have, let them be, they're not going to change themselves. They're not going to change their attitudes. They're not going to change their way of living. They're not going to change what they have for them. If they change the value of a dollar, we will be on top of the world. Just remember that. Life is not about money. Life is about breath and teaching each other how to be better. I spent 4 years in Georgia. Y'all all around here. Y'all do this. Y'all do that. I just ignored it. But people, they still got Uncle Charlie chained up under the porch, ready to rape people that look like us. Y'all got to remember that. They don't care about us. We got to care about us. We got to take care of us. Love.
Thank you, Blake. And definitely underscoring the last part of your perspective, we have to support each other. We have to. Or at least continue and really focus on how we're going to truly operate as other communities of color operate collectively versus divided, and keeping our dollar in our community way longer than what we have. When we come back from break, I want to share with you, and I'm going to see if, because our DJ Ricky on the ones and twos, if maybe we can edit some of this, and I don't think we probably have enough time, but there was a response from a very popular sports podcast, a brother who played professional football, speaking of which and speaking of forgiveness, that talks about Brett Favre's recent testimonial hearing in front of Congress on Capitol Hill last Tuesday, where he revealed that he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease back in January. Lot to dissect between that testimony and Jordan Love, who is a black quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, his pregame into locker room attire. Why are we so forgiving? 833-212-1017. Please stay locked in. We will be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told, with DT and Telly, we'll be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Not dreaming. You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, and we're so glad that you're here. Thank you for kicking off your week here on the award-winning 1017thetruth.com, or excuse me, .com. I'm over here trying to read our text messages that came in our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. If you're just tuning in, first and foremost, good morning. We've been talking about, why are we as black people so forgiving? And we started dissecting the Alabama Crimson Tide versus Georgia Bulldogs game where former President Donald Trump was in attendance. And just to see the masses of people, almost 100 or over 100,000 people that stood and gave him an ovation. And I know Marcus on our Truth Talking text line asked, so you're not allowed to support the candidate of your choice? Come on, Marcus. That's a rhetorical question. Of course you can. Who am I to tell you you're not allowed to support the candidate of your choice? Absolutely, you are supposed to be. That's the wonderful thing about this country. But again, that's not what we're talking about.
Man.
Optics are very powerful.
I don't think those players weren't put in a position where they had the option. They had to play. If they didn't, it wasn't like they could have said, oh, I don't like him and I'm going to leave and then come back you know, in the second half. So, yeah, you of course you could support whoever you want to support. But
Marcus knows that. He's poking.
Yeah, but the thing is, again, when you're put in different situations, I mean, like, how often is Trump supporters are put in the same room or same arena as Madam Vice President Harris?
I'll play your game.
And if they are, yes, they have the choice. They have the choice to leave.
Let's tell you, I'll play the game. Yes, Marcus. You are absolutely allowed to support any candidate of your choice in this country. Yes, you can. Yep.
There it
Dan
is.
On our Truth Talking text line says, black people tolerate the bull or are so forgiving because black people have used up their moral currency, as stated by Aaron McCruder, creator of the Boondocks. Al says, forgiveness because they're white and that's why we get try like, I wonder what Al this is. Sugar honey iced tea. wonder what Al that is. In all seriousness, as we are dissecting the concept of the history of black people being so forgiving, I want to jump, speaking of football and speaking of the South, Mississippi is the poorest state in this country. Former Green Bay Packer quarterback, Hall of Famer quarterback, Brett Favre, appeared in a testimonial hearing in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this past Tuesday. And he met with the Means and Way Committee regarding the alleged misappropriate use of funds in the state of Mississippi that are specific towards welfare recipients. Now, during this hearing, Brett Favre revealed that in January of this year, he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He said he began struggling with his right arm. It was difficult for him to use a screwdriver. And when he went to the doctor, he found out that he had Parkinson's disease. Now, I hope Brett Favre recovers, or the progression of this disease is slower based on advancements in technology and medicine and so forth. What I don't agree with, and what I find to be very tacky, is that Brett Favre let the world know about this diagnosis during a congressional hearing as part of his testimony about, again, misspending welfare money in his home state, which happens to be a highly black African-American populated state, also happens to be the poorest state in the country. Let's take a listen to Brett Favre during his congressional testimony to the Ways and Means Committee in our nation's capital just this past Tuesday.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's. This is also a cause dear to my heart. Recently, the doctor running the company pleaded guilty to taking TANF money for his own use. I believe that I got swept up in a civil lawsuit at the instigation of State Auditor Shad White, an ambitious public official who decided to tarnish my reputation to try to advance his own political career.
Now, Telly, my question to you in Truth Nation.
Any stealing?
you're way ahead of me. My question is, now for the record, Brett Favre is not facing any criminal charges in this welfare case. Correct. And Brett Favre has repaid a little over $1 million in speaking fees that were funded by the welfare program in the state of Mississippi. As you heard, he talked about the investment in a biotech company that has ties to this case. But my question is, Telly, you are providing a testimony based on the alleged misuse of welfare funds for your own personal gain, including building a, was it a gymnasium for your daughter to play volleyball in, brand new?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
What in the BB King does that have to do with you being diagnosed with Parkinson's disease? Truth Nation, and I'm going to start with you, Telly. Was that appropriate? Was that necessary? Was that the right place and time?
I said it when it happened, and I'll repeat my same sentiment to that. I didn't get it. And even in the way that he was saying it, it was kind of in passing. And so it looked like that was an excuse as to why you went on to further say how you were victimized. And so you talk about completely taking the attention away from the and changing the narrative of what it was to what you want it to be. Because, again, not once did he mention the people of the state of Mississippi not receiving these welfare funds. It was, well, I got caught up in a scheme, too. And, for somebody who wanted to advance their political career. So no accountability taken. I mean, that seems to be a nationwide epidemic, but that's a whole other subject. Accountability is not being taken when you say, when you want to announce that you have a disease. And I don't know. I know we will definitely get more into it on the other side of the break. But at this time, I want to remind Truth Nation, now is your chance to be our one call. That's all Gruber 5K giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered to win $5,000 courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 3 right now at 833-212-1017. And you will be entered to win the $5,000 giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Again, that is caller number 3 at 833-212-1017. Remember, if you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com for official contest rules. Visit 101.7thetruth.com.
And as Telly mentioned, we come back from break. We're going to have further discussion. We want to hear from you, Truth Nation. 833-212-1017. We're discussing Brett Favre. We've been talking about black folks. We are some forgiving folks here. But when the tables are turned, are we forgiven as much as we forgive? Not that it's a contest, but all I'm saying is that Favre, you improperly received money from the welfare funding used to help people that really needed that money. And to steal from people that really need money when you are already a multimillionaire. And Jordan Love, we're going to talk about him too with his Favre jersey wearing self. 833-212-1017. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth be told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.